Just arriving.
PJ.
PJ.
What on earth does he want?
How should I know? I just spotted his car fairly hurtling up the drive.
Has he got his flag up?
Pennant. You make him sound like a taxi driver. And yes, he has.
Calling on a Sunday must be damn important.
Daddy, Daddy. Hmm? His Excellency's coming.
The Administrator, Carol. And your father already knows. Do we invite him to lunch?
No, Ellen, we do not.
Ask him to come out here.
Excuse me, mistress. His Excellency is here.
Yes, Sydney. Ask him to join us, will you?
Yes, mistress.
And Carol, I hardly think a bikini is...
Stay as you are.
Stay as you are? Are we to be caught unawares? The Mordecai's relaxing by their pool on a Sunday morning?
Sir Peter Geoffrey Smith, mistress.
Ah, Sir Peter. Well, this is a surprise.
Good morning, Elaine. Good morning, Joseph. I really must apologize for this intrusion, but the most alarming situation has arisen.
Intrusion? Nonsense, my dear fellow. Carol, go and find Sir Peter something to swim in. Would you?
Yes, Daddy.
No. Please, I... Look, I just heard from Chile.
Chile? Not a bit of it. We keep it at 80 degrees.
No, when I said Chile, I didn't mean...
To cast aspersions on our water? Of course not. Well, if you won't swim, at least join us in a drink.
No, I'm afraid I don't have time.
Nonsense. After driving all that way from Government House?
All of 11 miles. Oh, yes, well, very well, if you insist. Gin and tonic, please.
Well, sit down while I fix it.
No, don't you move. I'll go and do them.
Mordecai, Joseph, I simply have to talk to you.
And so you shall. When you're nice and comfortable with a gin and tonic in your hand.
Here you are.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Now, how about a nice cigar?
No, thank you. Now, Mordecai, I have driven over from Government House because the most alarming situation has arisen.
Here you are, Sir Peter. Should be about your size.
No, you can take them back, Carol. Sir Peter won't be joining you. You'll have to wait until Henry gets here.
Henry? He's not coming.
Oh, yes, he is. He came through on my radio a few minutes ago. Oh, and Carol, Sir Peter has something urgent to tell me.
Okay, Daddy.
You met Henry, haven't you?
Young Sicarel. Yes, delightful chap.
Oh, don't be taken in by Henry. Beneath all that American charm, there's a very agile mind. Are you sure you won't enjoy a nice cigar?
Absolutely sure. Now, I don't want to swim, I don't want a cigar, I don't want anything except to talk to you.
Oh, nice. I always say that conversation is...
Ernest Masterman and his wife will be arriving on St. Barbara within the hour.
Ernest Masterman? Do we know an Ernest Masterman, my dear?
Not personally. He merely happens to be the British Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Yes, Mrs. Mordecai. Yes. The Chancellor of the Exchequer. He's flying in from Chile.
Chile?
Chile. He's been down in San Diego on this Safeta business.
Safeta.
S-A-F-E-T-A. South American Finance and Economic Treaty Agreement. Apparently... He's not too well.
I'm not surprised.
No, it's not the talks. It's all that trouble they've been having. He ran right into it. Armed mobs in the streets, bombing and shooting, Lord knows what.
But why on earth is he coming to St. Barbara?
Well, being neither politician nor travel agent, but merely Her Majesty's representative on St. Barbara, I could not say.
And anyway, what's it to do with us?
Elaine... We have less than 50 policemen on the island, and carnival is about to start. And Masterman's coming here for a rest. From Chile. By the time they get going with all that banging and shouting and dressing up and all those bands...
Well, I can see that. But what's it got to do with us?
Well, we've got the builders in at Government House, and half the roof is off.
Ah.
The hall looks like a brickyard.
Well, very inconvenient for you.
Inconvenient? It's impossible.
Why can't the Nettlebeds have him?
Well, they left for New York yesterday.
After what happened in Grenada? I'm surprised any chief minister takes the risk of leaving his island for New York.
To come to the point, I was wondering if you could put him up. I think I could guarantee an MBE.
Oh, I didn't quite catch that.
I think I could guarantee an... OBE.
Hmm. he's thinking about?
Oh, there's no time for thinking. They'll be here in, oh, Lord, 50 minutes. He's probably in a highly nervous state with all that carnival racket and people dressing up as soldiers and Lord knows what. He'll probably think we've got a putsch on our hands.
Putsch?
Yeah, a putsch. A revolution like they had in Grenada.
Ah.
Well, I've got to put him somewhere. And there isn't anywhere else on the island with a house so suitable or one so quiet. Nor one so well located.
Located?
Yes. Being on a peninsula, like you are, with only 100-foot neck of land, reduces the perimeter to be guarded against intruders.
You mentioned Seabee, I think. No, I'm sorry. Much as I'd like to help you, I really don't think I should. After all, it would hardly be fair for me to benefit by such an honor when the person really inconvenienced would be my wife.
Huh?
You'll forgive us, won't you? Do give our regards to Lady Geoffrey Smith. Such a marvelous hostess, I'm sure the Chancellor
would... Oh, you damn rascal. Oh, very well. I'll try for a KBE.
A K?
Hmm.
Well, of course, that would help keep the servants. We should be delighted to help you. I'll send Sydney down to pick them up. What time?
Oh, say 5. Oh, Lord, I must rush. Goodbye, Joseph. Goodbye, Elaine. No, please don't bother.
Six of the marketplace. Oh, hello, Henry.
Morning, Mrs. Mordecai. Say, wasn't that PJ I just passed?
It was.
He sure was in a hurry.
He had to get back for lunch.
Oh, don't be miserable, Joseph. The poor boy's burning with curiosity.
Well, he came to offer me an honor in return for putting up the British Chancellor of the Exchequer. Well, he tried an M, an O, and a C. And we finally ended up with a K.
G.
No, that was one letter he didn't mention.
K. Hey, that's a knighthood. Mrs. M, that means you'll be Lady Mordecai.
There are certain formalities to go through first. Well, I'll leave you to get to your business.
Well, Henry, this is a pleasant surprise.
If only you'd put yourself on the telephone, sir.
I own the telephones on St. Barbara. I don't have to pay for them as well. Well, what is it?
All American furniture said no.
Huh?
And sleep sound beds are dickering.
Go on.
Seems we've lost out to Trinidad this time. I tell you, sir, I'm worried. First it was paint to Jamaica. Then Barbados got the batteries. Now the bicycles have gone to Trinidad. And next thing you'll know is that Antigua's got the beds.
Man, don't take it so much to heart. Talk and do sit down. The only people who conduct business successfully on the walk are postmen, popes, and prostitutes. Now tell me, why are the bicycles going to Trinidad?
Because the Trinidadian government's putting up half the money to build the factory.
And why did the paints go to Jamaica and the batteries to Barbados?
Same reason.
And if the Antiguan government decides to put up half the capital, we won't get a franchise to make the beds.
Nor the patio doors, nor the jalousies, nor any damn thing.
Please don't shout. It disturbs the servants and make them break things. Henry, you must learn to cultivate tranquility, man. You know something? My great-great-grandfather came to this island with just a satchel on his back in search of business and found it. But not by rushing backwards and forwards like a damn idiot on a tennis court, but by waiting for the right set of circumstances to present itself.
I can't see how any set of circumstances is going to present itself in time for us to get the bicycle franchise from Trinidad or the...
Take it easy, man. Take it easy. Now, let us explore the situation quietly. Why are we losing all these contracts?
Because other islands subsidize their development programs. That's why.
No, from where do they get their money?
From their governments.
Who get it from where?
UK, mostly. Or else from Uncle Sam.
But St. Barbara doesn't.
No.
Why not?
It doesn't shout loud enough, I guess.
Mm. You think if it shouted louder, it might get the grant in aid?
I guess it might.
An interesting thought. What do you mean by shout?
Make a fuss. Bang a drum. Put the pressure on.
And the more pressure, the more grant in aid, do you think?
It's historical.
All right you are. You know, I hadn't seen it in that light before. Tell me, How much do you think we'd need to finance building the factories we'd want?
Say, £3 million.
And how much fuss, how much banging of the drum, how much pressure do you think we'd need to get that?
To get $3 million for St. Barbara, we'd need a revolution.
A revolution?
Yes, sir. A full-scale revolution.
Push.
Huh?
My dear boy, what a splendid idea. You must have a nose for timing.
You've lost me, sir.
With the Chancellor of the Exchequer coming to stay with us?
That's quite enough business for a Sunday morning.
Henry, do you think we should tell my wife or keep it to ourselves?
Tell your wife what, sir?
Henry's just had the most marvelous idea, you know. We are going to have a revolution on St. Barbara.
What?
What?
And he's going to time it to coincide with Masterman coming here.
You're not suggesting
my
that...
My dear boy, don't let me steal your thunder. It was your suggestion, not mine. I just asked you a few questions.
Henry, have you ever read Plato?
Plato?
The Dialogues of Socrates. The system is to ask a series of leading questions, which inevitably results in a suggestion which the questioner once suggested. My husband is a great admirer of Plato.
Mummy? Oh, Henry.
Hi.
What is it, Carol? Gertrude says lunch will be half an hour.
Then if you want to swim, you'd better be quick.
But, Mummy...
I want to talk to your father. Off you go, both of you.
I'll race you to the beach.
I'll beat you.
At least that wasn't difficult. Now, what's this all about, Joe? You've got Henry in a terrible state. The poor boy's head over heels in love with Carol, and now you pile this on top. He doesn't know if he's supposed to take you seriously or humor you as a madman gone off his head.
My love, it isn't like that at all.
Like what?
Henry has suggested that in order to persuade the British government to give us £3 million grant in aid to build our factories, we'd have to have a revolution, which is preposterous.
It certainly is.
Quite preposterous. We don't need to have a revolution. All we need to do is pretend to have one.
Go on, Joseph.
Look, we have the Chancellor staying with us for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
PJ's instructions will be to ensure full security.
Yes.
Peace and quiet and absolute privacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have no telephone, we live on a peninsula, and half St. Barbara's police force will be employed in keeping intruders out and Masterman in. All we have to do is persuade him there's trouble brewing on the island.
I never heard such nonsense. You'd never persuade him. Not the British Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Don't you believe it. He's probably itching to move next door. If he gets the credit for nipping a revolution in the bud... he'll be halfway there.
Yes, out in the street. Anyway, what about when it all comes out?
It will not come out.
Why not?
Because we shall find a way of stopping it coming out.
What way?
I have yet to work that out.
Why on earth did I marry you?
Because, my dear, I was the only person on the island worthy of marrying
you.
Henry, back already?
Sir...
About your revolution? Don't worry, it's on. I have spoken to my wife about it.
And she agrees?
Cheer up, Henry. I have not agreed.
But in the meantime, we can rely on your neutrality.
In the meantime, I shall go and see how lunch is getting on.
Now we've upset her.
Nonsense. When women are doing badly in an argument, they always say something crushing and then go and see how lunch is getting on. The Parthians used to do the same sort of things with arrows. No, let me think. Now, we must find you an occupation which will free you from the least suspicion of benefiting from the grant in aid.
Sir, without wishing to be rude, may I say that...
You certainly may not, Henry. Whenever a man says he doesn't wish to be rude, it means he's just about to be. Yeah, I have it. You're a gun runner.
A gun runner? That's crazy.
On the contrary... it will do very well. That cave of ours, where you've parked your boat. We shall persuade the Chancellor to take a look at it and find the cash.
Cash?
Of arms, or what's left of it.
But where are you going to get this cash of arms?
Oh, a few bullets, etc., left behind after removing the bulk of it in the nick of time. Oh, that won't be a problem. Carol, just the person I wanted to see.
Yes, Daddy?
Carol, Henry... Henry. No, not Henry. From now on, you must call him Sai.
Sai?
Sai. Whoever heard of a Henry running guns and starting revolutions? We'd never persuade the Chancellor.
Running guns? Starting revolutions?
New careers I'm starting.
We must be serious. Carol, my dear, now what would it take to convince you we are about to have a revolution on St. Barbara?
How about some Cuban paratroopers to start with?
Oh, I don't know about paratroops. Parachutes, perhaps. Or what else?
How about the police being disaffected? They were the first ones to go over in Grenada.
Police? No, what else?
Well, there'd have to be some shooting.
Well, that's not difficult to arrange. Yes, Henry, this afternoon, I want you to go into my sports shop in Dukestown and bring back a few shotguns and a box or two of ammunition. And a couple of revolvers and some bullets for them as well, huh?
You've got revolvers?
Of course, yes. Daddy's the only one in St. Barbara with a license to import them. But what am I supposed to do?
Jorgensen. Jorg Jorgensen. Fellow who flies that crop-spraying aeroplane. Would he do something for you if you asked him?
Almost anything.
Good. We put a light out there in the bush tonight to guide him. Or maybe have someone signaling with a torch. And he flies over it at, let's say, 9:15. And we persuade Masterman to take a look and he finds a parachute. Jorgensen bound to have one, isn't he?
I should think so.
Well, yes, so would I. We hang it from the big mango tree and smash up one of the ammunition boxes underneath it.
And leave a few bullets lying around.
Good point.
Lunch is ready. Do we tell Mommy?
No, not yet. And I've got one or two other ideas I'll tell you after lunch.
So you're really going through with this, sir?
Of course.
And when exactly do we start our revolution?
Immediately. After dinner. Tonight.
Would you care for some fruit, Chancellor?
Oh, these mangoes are very good.
Thank you, Mrs. Mordecai, but no, I think you've looked after us too well.
Yes, indeed.
I suggest we go out on the terrace for our coffee. Yeah?
I think we ought to have an early night.
But you mustn't go to bed on full stomach.
My husband is very tired, and so am I.
My dear Mrs. Masterman, that is exactly why you mustn't go to bed at once. You sleep so much better when you're properly relaxed. And there is nothing in the world more relaxing than lingering over a coffee under the St. Barbara's stars.
Well, Sybil, I must say it sounds relaxing.
It certainly is. Such a peaceful island. Yeah. I think you should go and see about the coffee, darling.
But
this way, Mrs. Masterman. Chancellor.
Thank you. Yes, Sybil.
There. Isn't it a lovely night?
Yes, it is very beautiful.
Ah, there's Carol. I was just saying to Mr. and Mrs. Masterman, what a lovely night this is.
Yes, Belly. Everything in the garden is lovely.
I hope there are no mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes? In St. Barbara? Now, where would you care to sit? Chancellor, now, may I suggest here?
Well, this chair will do.
No. That palm tree masked the Southern Cross.
I happen to have seen the Southern Cross rather more times than I care to remember.
Oh, really? But never, I think, better than in St. Barbara.
Oh, very well, very well.
Yeah. Are you joining us for coffee, Carol?
No, Daddy. I think I'll have an early night.
Oh, but it's only 9:05.
With any luck, I'll have dropped off by 9:15. If you'll excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Masterman.
No, of course.
Right.
I thought, Mr. Mordecai, you didn't approve of going to bed so soon after meals.
Well, you see, the young have such good digestions. Oh, darling, there you are. Carol's just gone off to bed.
I know, she said.
She wanted an early night. Here is Sydney with the coffee.
Thank you, Sydney. I'll deal with it.
Yes, mistress. Will that be all, mistress?
Yes, Sydney.
Yeah, thank you, miss.
Do you take your coffee white, Mrs. Masterman?
Black.
And black for you as well, Charles.
White, please.
Liqueur, Minister.
My husband has an ulcer.
Oh, we have just the very thing. Our own St. Barbarian liqueur. Doctors often prescribed it for your husband's ailment. We call it Ducano, made from fermented star apples.
No, I think not.
Oh, the brandy, no.
Please.
And brandy for you, Mrs. Masterman?
It isn't a local brandy.
Oh, not exactly. Courvoisier Napoleon.
Courvoisier Napoleon?
Of course.
Remarkable. The last time I had Courvoisier Napoleon was with the PM.
And if I may ask, when was that?
Well, as a matter of fact, it was when she moved into number 10. It was the only thing to drink on such a day.
And you've never felt the equation has arisen?
How do you come by it, Mr. Mordecai?
Oh, I was able to render a little service to the French government. A trifling matter to do with the removal of import restrictions of French wines and brandies into St. Barbara. They give me half a dozen cases.
Cases?
My dear, when Mr. and Mrs. Masterman leave, you must remind me to give them a bottle of Courvoisier Napoleon to speed them on their way.
All right.
Your brandy, Minister.
Yeah, thank you.
And yours, Mrs. Masterman.
Thank you.
Now, what would you like, my dear? A little of the Ducano?
Nothing, thank you, Joseph.
A cigar to go with the Courvoisier Napoleon, yeah. Chancellor. Yeah,
thank you.
Havana, I see.
Cuba is so near.
You seem to be very public-spirited.
We try.
And your efforts do not appear to be unrewarded.
One reap what one sows. A little kindness done here and there is not unnoticed.
It is a pity that kindness is such a rare commodity, Mr. Mordecai. No. I noticed on our way through from Government House there were many who could do with a little kindness.
To whom do you refer, Mrs. Masterman?
To the natives, Mrs. Mordecai.
I'm sorry. We don't call them natives. We call them Barbarians. Why do you think they needed kindness?
Well, to start with, look at the houses they live in.
Most people find them attractive.
Prettiness isn't everything. In the 20th century, you can't go on building houses of marten sticks and coconut leaves.
Oh, wattle and daub and palm thatch.
Wattle and daub and palm thatch, then.
They happen to be cooler.
And rather cheaper.
So no doubt were wigwams in America. What sort of country do you think America would be if they hadn't pulled down the wigwams and erected skyscrapers?
An interesting question. How is the cigar?
Oh, superb, of course. Mr. Mordecai, when we were on our way up here, we passed a very odd group of people.
Odd?
They looked as if they were in fancy dress.
Yes. That would have been the Washford Brethren, wouldn't it, my love? Or would it have been the Schwenkefelders?
Yeah.
You're joking, of course.
Oh, no. St. Barbara's no different from the rest of the Caribbean. A great place for religious sects. Pocomanians, Zoroastrians, two by twos.
I thought you said there were no mosquitoes on St. Barbara, Mr. Mordecai.
Well, occasionally.
If you don't mind, well, go inside. I happen to be susceptible.
Of course, Mrs. Masterman. Joseph? What is it, Joseph?
Something seemed to have caught the Chancellor's attention.
Yes. Yes, it has. There's a light flashing over there. Do you see it, Sybil?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, you must be mistaken.
No, I'm not.
It looked like a torch to me.
Probably a peeny weeny.
What?
The island's name for Firefly. Some more coffee, Minister.
There it is again.
I can't see anything.
It's gone again. Switched off.
Peeny weeny, no doubt about it. Come from the tail.
That isn't a Firefly, that's a torch.
land crabs.
Land crabs? First you tell me it's peeny weenies, and now you say it's land crabs.
I suppose they carry torches in their claws to find their way back to the sea.
Darling, you know I never taught her that. Do you know if land crabs go in the sea occasionally? After all, sea crabs come on the land.
Joseph.
Mordecai, I have the reputation of being a reasonable man.
My dear Chancellor, I'm afraid your wife misunderstood me. The crabs do not carry torches to find their way to the sea, but people carry torches to see their way to the crabs. You see, they're rather good to eat, you know, land crabs.
Shh, 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 shh.
But is something the matter?
Listen. Isn't that an aeroplane?
Not possible. Have to be miles off course, man. Probably cicadas.
Joseph.
Or the sea breaking on the reef. Oh, well, I must admit...
My God, it's close.
And low. Do you think it's lost its way?
My love, I happen to be the managing director of St. Barbara Airlines.
No lights. That's very strange. Do you live here all the time?
No, only at the weekends, normally.
Mrs. Mordecai, are you or your daughter or your staff ever here during the week?
Not very often. We usually drive back early Sunday evening. Of course, we leave Sydney here.
Do you mind fetching him?
Well...
This may be important, Mrs. Mordecai.
Very well.
It's obvious what's going on.
What?
Smuggling.
Smuggling? Smuggling what?
Well, drugs, I dare say. Your house is in a secluded spot on a peninsula, easily spotted from the air. Normally, you are absent by Sunday evening. Tell me, have you had any strangers call on you under any pretext during the last few months?
Only Cy.
Cy?
Cy Sicurel. An American.
An American? And what does he do?
Sell things. He called in a while back. His motor cruiser had broken down.
His motor cruiser?
Yes. He was island hopping on his way to South America. Bolivia.
Bolivia is landlocked.
Yes. I told him not to try to get there, you know. There was a revolution on at the time, as
a
I
revolution?
Remember. Yes, yes, yes. He asked me if he could park his cruiser in my cave.
Your cave?
At the end of the peninsula. Nasty, smelly place, full of scorpions and bats and things like that.
Is it still there, the boat, I mean?
Oh, well, I don't know. Sydney, you've been a long time, man.
The call of nature, sir.
Now, look, Sydney, no good servant ever heeds the call of nature. Chancellor wants to speak to you.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Sydney, you heard that aeroplane just now.
That ain't no aeroplane, Mr. Chancellor. That's a doppy.
A doppy is a ghost.
What nonsense.
Oh, no. That ain't no nonsense, ma'am. That's the real truth. I reckon that the ghost of that aeroplane that done crash in the sea 12 years back last January. And when them die in sea, you can't put rum on them.
What is he talking about?
You know what?
It's an old superstition.
Yeah.
You see, when someone dies, you sprinkle rum on their grave to keep the doppies away.
I never heard such nonsense.
Did you not, Mrs. Masterman? Well, it happens to be true. And they do it in Jamaica and half the other islands.
About these doppies, Sydney.
Yes, sir.
Do they come often?
No, sir. I never done heard that doppy come before.
I see. Thank you, Sydney.
Yes, please.
Off you go, Sydney.
One moment.
Yes, sir?
Mordecai, do you have a good, powerful torch?
Well, yes, but...
Perhaps Sydney will fetch it for me.
My dear fellow, you're not suggesting... Oh, very well, then. Look, Sydney, fetch the torch, will you?
Yes, sir.
I really do not think chance.
I wasn't always just a chancellor.
No, but...
My husband happens to have an outstanding wartime record. Ernest... I will come with you.
You certainly will not, Sibyl. But perhaps you will, Mr. Mordecai.
What? Into all that bush? At night?
Listen to me, please. There was an aircraft, and there was someone signaling to it. Most likely it's just someone smuggling drugs or something, but it could be more serious.
Never.
After all, as you say, Cuba is near.
You are not suggesting...
I'm suggesting nothing, but not overlooking possibilities either. There's another island as well as Cuba, not all that far away. Grenada, where there was a revolution. Something other than drugs was smuggled in there. Arms were smuggled in.
Mr. Masterman, with all due respect, this is beginning to verge on the absurd.
The absurd sometimes happens. Do you remember Anguilla? If anyone had suggested the British government would have to set in policemen because of a revolution on that tiny little Caribbean island, but it happened.
But surely you're not suggesting...
No, no. There may be a very simple explanation, but after all, this is an ideal place for, well, for a base. Several hundred acres of uncleared bush, a peninsula, a cave, a local reputation for being haunted.
Oh, it's all a bit far-fetched, you know. I mean, Chancellor, speaking plainly, you have been under considerable stress in the last few days over the Santiago business.
How dare you!
It's all right, Sybil.
Here's the torch, sir.
Thank you, Sydney. Oh, yes, that should do.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Are you coming with me, Mordecai, or aren't you?
Look, couldn't you leave it till in the morning?
If we leave it till the morning, any evidence there is will all have been cleared away.
Oh, very well, then.
And you ladies had better go in, just to be on the safe side.
Ernest!
Now, please, Sybil, inside the house.
Oh, very well.
All right, Mordecai. Let's go.
See anything, Henry?
In all this jungle? You gotta be kidding, Carol.
They ought to be here by now. Ha! I felt something touch my face. It's all right. Only Liana.
What happens if they don't show?
They'll show. When Daddy says something's going to happen, it happens.
Sweet, Mordecai, we go through.
What was that?
Keep down!
If you call this jungle, you should try Sumatra.
You've been there?
Been there. I led a party of 80 men through 200 miles of it. Terrible stuff and crawling with Japs. Hello.
What?
Hanging from that tree. Can't you see it, man?
Good Lord, yes.
Leave it.
But they're still...
Come on.
Get down, man.
What? There's another...
There were two of them, weren't there?
Well, yes, sir. I think so.
And one of them looked like a girl to me.
Aren't you going after them?
No.
But they'll get away, man.
They've got away. I'm sorry to have sent you sprawling, safest thing, flat on one's belly. Here, let me help you up.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Look, we'd better get back to the house.
Not until we've taken a look at that parachute. Shine the torch. No, not there, up in the tree. Yes, I see.
What?
Caught on the branch. So they started cutting the cords, and when they'd cut too many, the others snapped.
So?
So the container tipped, maybe.
Hi.
You found something?
It's a bullet.
Let me look. Oh, yes, that's a bullet, all right. And a .45 caliber. They mean business. I expect there'll be... Yes, here's another one. And another. And look at this.
What is it?
A bit of wood that got torn off the box. Come on, back to the house. Nothing more we can do here tonight, so there's no point in sticking our necks out.
Yeah, what are we going to do then?
I know what I'm going to do.
What?
Have a nice big slug of that cuvassé Napoleon, and then go to bed to be fresh to face this problem in the morning.
More coffee, Joe? Joe, coffee?
No, thanks, love.
Funny, the paper hasn't come.
No, I've cancelled it until further notice.
But why?
Because it will be filled with carnival news and pictures.
So what of it?
I've told the Port Lucia band they can practice their marching on the cricket pitch.
So you're still going on with this nonsense?
The Port Lucia band is dressed as American Marines.
You should be so lucky.
Lucky nothing. Ever since Rochambeau, who heads the Port Lucia band, moved here from Trinidad, where they have bands of American Marines at Carnival, is how they've always dressed. 8th Battalion last year, 9th Battalion this year, and so on.
To change the subject, What have you done with Henry?
I should think he's back in the gazebo by now.
You mean he was in the gazebo all night?
Except when he had to move his boat into Port Lucia.
Move his boat?
Wouldn't have done to have left it in the cave.
You had him trudge through all that bush at night, drive his boat into Port St. Lucia, walk all the way back, and then sleep in that porky little gazebo with all those mosquitoes.
Shh.
No mosquitoes on St. Barbara.
You'll never get away with this damn nonsense. Look, you might be able to cancel the paper, and there's no way you can stop the radios.
Oh, yes. That was another of Henry's little jobs, stealing them all for.
I have to hand it to you. You may be the biggest scoundrel in St. Barbara, but my God, you're thorough.
Does that mean...
Sydney.
He must be stopped.
Stopped?
Well, held up now. You can fix that. Your first commission.
And what exactly am I supposed to do?
And you'll think of something, man. After all, you can't expect me to do everything.
No, you listen to me, Joseph. Morning, I am not...
Chancellor, good morning.
Good morning.
I trust you and your wife slept well.
No, we hardly slept at all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were talking about last night's events.
You mean this revolution business?
Yes. Well, on reflection, I came to the conclusion that I'd probably put too serious a construction on it.
No revolution.
Does your wife share your views?
As a matter of fact, she doesn't. But as far as I'm concerned, it's quite obvious what's going on. Listen, while I was awake, I'm certain I heard a motorboat. Sicherelle's, most likely.
Well, I thought it had broken down.
As you were meant to. Obviously, a highly organized gang of armed runners is using your peninsula as a base.
I would never have believed it.
What are you going to do?
Tell Geoffrey Smith what's going on. Can you have your man drive me in?
I'm afraid Sydney's terribly busy.
Nonsense. He'll have to fit it in.
But, my love, you know what Sydney's like if he's asked to do too much. I beg you, for the whole future of our relationship.
Excuse me, Chancellor. Mm-hmm. I'll just go and fix it.
Minister, I'm delighted you aren't taking too serious a view of things.
Well, look at it logically, Mordecai. On a tiny island like this one, it's quite inconceivable that if there were a revolution brewing, all the signs could be kept from us. Isn't that so?
Oh, absolutely.
And apart from last night, you've heard nothing, seen nothing?
Nothing.
And Geoffrey Smith was telling me you haven't had any real labor troubles, no strikes for years.
No, none for years.
Well, there you are then. No violence, no arson, no agitation of any kind.
No. Oh.
What did you say?
Nothing.
You said oh.
No, it was nothing. Just a rumor. You know how it is.
What sort of rumor?
Oh, I'm sure there's a very simple explanation, and whatever they're up to will prove quite harmless.
But, my dear man...
Oh, all right, very well. My wife and I have heard stories about gatherings of men and women.
Have you any idea why these gatherings are taking place?
I believe there's something to do with a march.
A march?
Mm-hmm. Into Dukestown?
Dukestown?
But so I'm told. They say they're making uniforms. Oh, well, look, I'm sure there's a very simple explanation.
Any idea when this is due to happen?
In a few days, I believe.
I see.
Josie?
Yeah. Mrs. Mordecai. Good. I want to go into Dukestown right away.
The car won't start.
What?
It seems that someone has put a lump of sugar cane in the petrol tank.
What? Oh, it's probably only someone playing a little prank.
Ernest.
Mrs. Masterman, good morning.
Good morning, my dear. Are there any more developments?
I'm afraid there are. Someone sabotaged Mr. Mordecai's car, and there are rumors of a mob marching on Dukestown in a few days' time.
Good God.
And we don't even have a telephone. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Sybil, I want you to do something for me.
Yes.
I want you to go and see the sergeant of police and explain... No,
yes.
No, they might be disaffected like they were in Grenada.
Oh, Lord.
We mustn't show our hand.
No.
Just go and ask him if he's heard any rumors of a march shortly to take place.
Just that?
Nothing more.
My dear Mrs. Masterman, it is far too hot for you to go all that way. Look, I shall go myself.
I would rather you stayed, Mr. Mordecai.
But then my wife?
I would rather she stayed as well.
Hurry, Sybil. Very well, dear.
That two-way radio of yours.
Yeah?
I want you to get through on it to one of your business associates in Dukestown. You can do that.
Yes. Look, that
is... No, you can. Good. Now... Ask one of them to contact Sir Peter and tell him it's vital he comes out here at once.
Yeah, but
go on, Josie, fix it.
Well, if that is what you really want.
Your husband was telling me about this rumored march on Dukestown.
This what?
He said they'd be wearing uniforms.
Oh, yes. There has been talk.
Do you think the Sir Barbaran police would be strong enough to stop it taking place?
I should doubt it. From what we've heard, they'll be converging from every corner of the island.
Oh, this is very serious.
Well, we must wait and see what the police have got to say. Meantime, there's one other thing I'd like to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter.
Carol?
Yes. I'm not at all sure that one of the two we saw last night wasn't a gal.
You're surely not suggesting...
It's very easy for a young girl to be swayed, particularly on a small island like this one, where there can't be all that much to do.
Well, here she is coming now. Why not ask for yourself?
What I might ask her to do is to show me where that cave is.
Morning, Mr. Master.
Good morning.
How is the revolution going?
Don't be cheeky, Carol. Mr. Masterman wants you to show him where the cave is.
Does he? Let's go, Mr. Masterman.
Yeah, by all means. Now,
by all means. By the look in Carol's eye, I'm not sure that was the best choice of words.
Ernest! Ernest! Where is my husband going in such a hurry?
Just gone for a walk with my daughter to the cave. Is something the matter?
The police. They've gone over to them.
What are you talking about?
To the rebels. They've gone to join the rebels.
Rebels? What rebels? Really, Mrs. Masterman?
On the cricket pitch. 20 at least. Marching up and down and all in uniform with rifles and the police just laughing and joking with them. We are in terrible danger, Mrs. Mordecai. Ernest should be here.
He won't be long.
How long?
That rather depends on my daughter.
Your daughter?
On how far she goes.
Goes?
Well, why don't we just sit here and wait for them?
No. It's too dangerous. We must go inside the house.
Very well. If you insist...
Yes, we must go. Come along.
But really, I tell
you... You will come with me to the house.
Just because...
Don't argue.
I'm not a child, you know.
You made that quite clear.
Ernest.
Now, just a minute, Sibyl. Where is Mrs. Mordecai?
Inside. Ernest.
Now, Sibyl, whatever you have to say, please don't say it now.
You mean...
Yes.
Ah, there you are, Mrs. Mordecai. I think it would be wise if you were to confine your daughter to her room.
Do what?
Confine her to her room. She attempted to seduce me to prevent me seeing the cave.
I don't believe it. Carol? Well, haven't you anything to say?
No.
Then you had better go to your room.
I won't.
Then I shall have the police take you into custody.
To your room, Carol.
And ask your husband to come out here, Mrs. Mordecai, will you?
Certainly.
Now, Sibyl, what is it?
There are soldiers on the cricket pitch.
Soldiers?
Well, armed men. 20 or 30 of them.
You're sure?
I saw them with my own eyes. And the police have gone over to them.
I see. No, stay where you are, Mordecai. We are just coming in. Sibyl has some very important news.
Why, has something happened?
You don't know?
No, I've been in the radio room.
Good. Now, Sibyl, what's all this about?
The sergeant wasn't in the gatehouse... So I spoke to a policeman who was there.
And asked him if he'd heard of a march or something happening shortly.
Yes. And do you know what he said?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. On February the 18th, everybody free. He was laughing.
Good, good.
So I asked him why Sir Geoffrey Smith hadn't been informed. And he said, if he don't know about it, that very, very strange... Them's all getting together from all over St. Barbara. All getting together to march on Jukestown. So I went to find the sergeant. And there he was, laughing and joking with the soldiers.
Well, Mordecai, what do you think now?
Well, I'm sure there's a perfectly reasonable explanation. After all, February the 18th is a public holiday.
Revolutions and wars have a habit of breaking out on holidays when people are off their guard. Just think of Bastille Day.
Look, you know, it sounds very far-fetched to me. Look, do you know where my wife is?
Gone to lock up your daughter.
What, lock up my daughter?
She tried to seduce me, to stop me from going to the cave, where, by the way, there isn't a boat. So that would have been Sicarel's I heard last night. But if there wasn't a boat, there are plenty of evidence. Cigarette ends, and look, bullets.
Good Lord. But, look, I mean, all the same...
Mordecai, how much more proof do you need?
caves which have been used for storing ammunition, aeroplanes without navigation lights, supplies dropped from the skies, a bunch of armed men on your cricket pitch, and natives all over the island making uniforms and preparing to march on the capital. And all at a time when the chief minister just happens to be off the island, like Carey was in Grenada. All I can say is, thank God we've got that radio.
But we haven't.
What?
The transformer's missing.
Oh, my God, they're thorough. Every time we think of something, they're a jump ahead. Listen.
Hmm?
All we need is a ferrite collar.
I beg your pardon?
A ferrite collar for your radio. Don't you know what I mean?
No, I mean I just turn switches up and down and tap things.
Oh, in plain English, I need some materials for making a transformer.
Well, you can make one.
Radio happens to be a hobby of my husband's.
Oh, boy. How fortunate. But we don't have any...
All I need is some pieces of metal and wire and cutting scissors. The sort of things you're bound to have in your garage. I'll go and have...
I shouldn't do that.
Why on earth not?
Well, I mean... Look, with all these soldiers on the cricket pitch...
Oh, nonsense, nonsense. They're nothing to worry about.
But, Ernest...
Sibyl, all these things have to be organized. They have to be exactly timed. And it would be too much of a coincidence for us to happen to arrive the very day before they make their move. Anyway, we now know the day, February the 18th. They'll know we have no telephone, the cars have been sabotaged, and now the radio's US. But they don't know that we can fix it. No. As long as we don't try to get out, we are not really anything more than a damn nuisance to them.
I never thought of that.
So don't worry. Come and help me find these bits and pieces, and together
we can wind a ferrite collar.
When you get through, do you think we'll have policemen drop by parachute like they had on Anguilla?
Or be invaded by the Americans like they were in Grenada?
You've locked her in her room?
I've done what you asked me to.
Good. To answer your questions, there will be a cabinet meeting. Whether or not the PM will decide there is a prima facie case to send in paratroops...
Or send a gunboat?
It's too early for such conjectures. The important thing is to keep cool heads and take care not to precipitate things. Come, Sibyl.
Very well, dear.
Where is he off to?
He's gone to wind a ferret collar.
The world's gone mad. I've had to lock my daughter in her bedroom. I've got a posse of policemen on the gate and 24 St. Barbarans playing soldiers in the cricket pitch. An American dressed up as a revolutionary hiding in the gazebo. 2 cars, neither of which will start. And the British Chancellor of the Exchequer and his wife gone off to wind a ferret collar. What's a ferret collar anyway?
Something to get the radio going.
So what do we do next? And anyway, what happens when PJ arrives?
I doubt if he will.
Why shouldn't he?
I hear there's a tree down on Port Lucia Road.
And the other way?
A cart full of cane has broken its axle.
Very thorough.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do next?
Release Carol.
And what do you think Masterman's going to say to that?
He's expecting her to escape, so we help him.
Like have Sydney chop down her door with a machete?
Look, do curb your enthusiasm. These things cost money.
How do you know he's expecting her to escape?
Because it's obvious the way he'll have worked it out. He's probably damn sure it was Carol and Henry he saw last night. He's already told us he thinks it's probable she's infatuated with him. So what she'll do is try to get to him.
In the gazebo?
She'll lead the Chancellor to Henry's hiding place. In the nick of time, Henry will see him come in.
And shoot him dead. Brilliant.
And escape from the gazebo. Or rather, try to escape. Now, Henry is the leader of the local revolutionary force.
Oh, really?
Oh, I mean, did I forget to mention that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very remiss of me. Anyway, look, being the local leader, he'll have on him certain papers. What would you call them?
Campaign directives.
Thank you, my love.
It's amazing.
What?
How we're beginning to discuss these things as if they're normal, everyday happenings.
Yes, it's surprising how one adapts. To continue.
Mm-hmm.
Henry will try to escape, but unfortunately trip over a tree root, and the Chancellor, being a man of great resource, will catch him, disarm him, and bring him back to us in triumph.
At pistol point. Man, you have to be joking.
Not at all.
Isn't there something you've forgotten?
I don't think so.
What have you got in mind?
Sidney. Why leave Sidney out of it? Why not have him throw a couple of hand grenades or something?
But you know, my love, what a perfectly splendid notion.
Carol?
Man, you look rough.
You try spending half the night rushing around St. Barbara like a blue-ass fly, and the other half trying to sleep on a gazebo floor with squadrons of mosquitoes dive-bombing you.
Well, you're beginning to look the part. Quite like Fidel Castro. A couple more days, more beard would help, but I guess you'll do.
What's that mean?
You're to be captured.
Captured?
By Mastermind. Now, take these papers.
Just a minute.
There isn't time.
There has to be time. You listen to what I've got to say, or there just ain't gonna be any revolution.
Oh, all right, but make it quick.
Why do you think I'm doing all this? Why do you think I'm dressed up like a goof and doing all these crazy things?
For the money.
Nuts to the money. If I want money, all I have to do is wire Dad. He's loaded. The reason I'm doing it is you. I'm crazy about you, Carol. Come here.
Henry.
I said, come here. Close. There. That's what it's all about. And don't think we won't talk about it later, because we will. Now, where are they?
She's winding a ferrite collar, and don't ask me to explain. And he's back there behind the cotton tree, watching.
Well, of all the crazy...
He followed me. I'm supposed to be locked in my room, and Daddy let me out so he could. Follow me, that is. Now, what you do is put these papers in your tunic pocket.
Just a minute. What are these papers? 9th Battalion will rendezvous Bathsheba Hort, February 18th, 0400 hours, and await arrival solitaires and Highland warriors before marching into Dukestown. Rochambeau. It's gobbledygook.
No, it's genuine. We didn't even have to type it out. Daddy got it from Bobby Rose, who's organizing the 9th Battalion.
What 9th Battalion?
Carnival Bunman.
Then who the hell is Rochambeau?
The mighty king, the Calypso singer.
And the solitaires and Highland warriors?
Carnival bands.
Oh, God.
When I leave, you follow me. I'll spot Masterman, call out to you to escape. You run off in another direction and trip up. You lie there stunned. Masterman disarms you and take you back at gunpoint.
What happens then?
Daddy will suggest he locks you up in the pool room.
Will you be there? Wow.
Before he locks you up, Masterman will search you and find that paper, okay?
I guess so.
Listen carefully to everything Daddy says. He'll guide you to what to say.
That's not news.
Put the papers in your pocket. All right. I'm off.
One more before you go. To give me courage.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wow. Again.
Count five before you follow. Bye.
Why didn't I just stay in old Wyoming? One, two, three, four... Five. Geronimo! Here we go!
My! Look out! Run for it!
Got you! Where's that gun? There it is.
Hell's teeth. What? Say!
You've said enough already. All right, on your feet. Or would you rather I blew your brains out?
Okay.
All right, chum, get moving. Off you...
Here they come!
Who come?
The British Chancellor of the Exchequer delivering the leader of the Revolutionary 9th Battalion at pistol point.
Come on.
Oh, where to?
Out on the terrace to welcome them.
Oh, do we advise Sybil?
She is busy winding ferrets. Hey, come on.
No, why can't we stay in here?
Because danger of flying glass.
Huh?
Well, it was your idea.
I'm afraid you'll have to put up with a shotgun. There wasn't time to make a hand grenade.
Now, you listen to me, Joe. Hmm? This nonsense has gone far enough. You've got to stop, Sidney.
No time. Anyway, I don't know where he is. Oh, just somewhere out there in the bush waiting to carry out his instructions.
Which are?
When Masterman and Henry are safely back, he's to fire at the patio doors at the other end of the terrace.
What?
Yes, Sybil will hear the shots and come running out. Masterman will be trying to decide exactly who is being shot at. There'll be a great confusion. No, look, timing is very important.
Why?
Come on, quickly. And please, look amazed.
That at least will not be difficult.
Mordecai! Over here!
Good God! Chancellor, you all right? You know, he's got Henry. Come on.
Oi, Chancellor, you need some help?
It's all right. I've got his gun.
Henry?
Where did you find him?
Skulking in your gazebo. Your daughter. Look out! Mrs. Mordecai, into the house!
Look, Chancellor!
Into the house, Mrs. Mordecai!
Look, Chancellor, wouldn't it be better if
you... Hey, what's going on?
Shut up, you!
Arnold!
Go back!
Arnold!
Go back, Sybil, into the house! Mrs. Mordecai, do as I say. No, stop! It's all right.
What do you mean it's all right?
There he is, running into the bushes.
Good God! Darling, did you see that? There was a man. Chancellor, are you sure it's all right? I mean,
the first thing we've got to do is to lock this scoundrel up safely somewhere.
Stop poking that thing in my back. It hurts.
Another sound from you and you'll be finding out what hurting is. Mordecai.
Well, how about the pool room? That's got a good strong door.
Right.
There's just one thing.
What's that?
It's locked, Mrs. Masterman. Sydney's got the key.
Then go and ask him, Fit, my love.
If I can find him.
Well, I'm sure you will. It's such a warm morning. See, I told him to start preparing some sangaree.
You think of everything, don't you?
We try. Off you go.
And Sybil.
Yes?
You'd better get back to the radio room, and sooner we get that ferrite collar made, the better.
Yes, Ernest. If you're sure...
Oh, this one...
Don't do
this
that!
This one's a busted flush.
A busted flush?
Quiet! As soon as we've got him safely locked away, I'll be in to join you.
How much more winding is there left to do?
About an hour, I'd say.
And then?
And then we'll get through to Dukestown and send a message off to London.
Oh, sugar, there you are.
Here I am. All going according to plan?
All going splendidly. Henry's locked up, the masterman's in the radio room, and Sydney's preparing sangaree.
Mm, and what exactly happens next?
Well, as soon as Masterman satisfies the transformer's going to work, he'll start questioning Henry.
Before he gets through to Dukestown?
Yes. He wants to get a few facts and figures from him first.
And then you ask him for £3 million, right?
Nope. Henry does. You'll see.
You think it'll work?
Nothing can stop it.
Not even PJ turning up unexpectedly?
Well, why should he? But... what were you saying?
Only that just now from the bedroom I spotted Willie Matthews and his fishing cruiser heading for our dock with a passenger aboard.
PJ.
PJ.
Ah, oh. Oh, yes.
Have you found the answer already?
What we do is this. I'll intercept PJ as soon as he comes up the path from the dock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's bound to be hot and sticky. So I'll suggest a glass of sangaree out on the terrace. Ah. So see that Sydney's ready to bring it out when he's tipped the wink. Sir Peter, what a nice surprise. How are you?
Oh, I helped. Whew. That path's damn steep.
Well, why didn't you come up in your car?
Well, I tried to, but there's a tree down one way and some blasted cart loaded to the gunnels with sugarcane that's bust its axle on the other.
Oh, very unfortunate. Is Willie coming up?
No. I asked him if he'd mind staying on his boat. I didn't want to weigh down the Chancellor with too many visitors. Oh, God, it's hot.
Well, do sit down.
Yeah, thank you.
How about a nice glass of sangaree?
Yes, why not? But first... How has he been?
Well,
she's a bit of a heavyweight, isn't she?
Oh, no, she's been splendid. But the Chancellor, well...
Well, he struck me as a very decent fellow.
Well, I'm sure he is. Normally.
Normally?
Mind you, I'm sure it's only the stress of all that San Diego business.
Look, what's up, Mordecai? Come to the point, man.
Look, he thinks that a bloody revolution is about to break out on St. Barbara.
Good God! You should have got in touch with me.
We're not allowed to leave the property. And as you know, we haven't got any telephone.
Well, the police could have got in contact.
He thinks that they're in league with the revolutionaries.
Don't believe it.
Oh, this is rather difficult to get used to.
Where is he now?
In the radio room.
Well, What's he doing in there?
I think he's trying to get through to London.
What, 5,000 miles away? Well, he must be off his rocker. Mind you, I did warn you. We've been told he might be in a pretty nervous state, but you say his wife's all right?
Oh, Sybil's marvelous and so loyal. It's quite touching, really. In fact, she's taking it so calmly, you know, I can't help wondering if something like this hasn't happened before. Mm. Why, even when he locked up Henry Sicarelle,
she... Locked up Sicarelle?
Yes, in the pool room.
Good God!
He thinks Henry is the leader of the revolutionaries.
Incredible.
You know, the really incredible thing is the way his wife is riding. It's uncovering up for him. Mm-hmm. Do you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he was to tell you about the arms drop. She'd look you straight in the eye and back him up.
Arms drop?
By parachute last night.
My God, you have had a time.
Well, I wouldn't mind it so much if he hadn't dragged Carol into it, too. He is quite convinced she's mixed up in it.
Elaine must be pretty mad.
Oh, well, she's not too happy.
Mm. We'd better get old Dr. Oswald round.
Oh, I wondered. The only thing is... Look, PG.
Hmm?
I know, Doctor, but it seemed to me that maybe the best thing to do is just to go along with his revolution.
What, humor him, you mean?
Yes. After all, it's just possible he'll suddenly snap out of it and no harm done. Hmm. I mean, locking up Henry was perhaps a bit extreme, but the boys accepted it as, well, let's say, cowboy and Indian stuff.
You mean Masterman's enjoying it?
Never had so much fun since he did whatever he did in the war.
Oh, got a DSO, you know.
I'm not surprised. The way he plays with guns and...
He's armed?
A revolver and a couple of our shotguns.
Oh, supposing he goes berserk? No, I think we'd better have Oswald in.
Well, you may be right. The only thing is... It would be rather a pity for the whole business to be made public.
That's all very well for you, Mordecai. You'd have the damn government and that Whitehall lot to deal with.
I suppose you know best. Mm. Pity, though. I rather like the man, and I'd hate to feel responsible for losing him his job. Especially as he'd probably be right as rain tomorrow. Still, I suppose one has to do these things even though doing them puts oneself at risk.
Oneself?
Hmm?
Oh, God, I hadn't thought of that.
Hadn't you? Elin and I have been very worried for you. I mean, with the man meant to be staying with you at Government House. But, of course, you've got the builders in and all that.
Oh, you think they see it that way when they're looking for a scapegoat? You don't know them like I do. Do you really feel he's harmless?
So long as we keep humouring him, yes, I think so.
You know what we've got to do?
What?
Get the blighter on the first plane back. Probably hijack it, but, well, that wouldn't be our problem. Just a minute. What about your staff and the police? What are they making of it?
It's all right. We've managed to keep the police out of it. And we've told the staff it's sort of a game the English play.
Yes. Well done, man. Right. Well, I'm going to slip away and alert old Oswald on the QT just in case. And get a flight fixed.
Good morning, Sir Peter.
Oh. Morning, Elaine. Look, Joseph's told me all about what's happening, so I think I'll make tracks before they know I'm here.
Too late. She saw you through the window.
Oh,
they'll be out in a minute.
Damnation. Elaine, look, I'm sorry I wished all this on you.
Don't be. I've enjoyed every moment.
I can imagine.
I wonder if you can.
Well, maybe not. But, well, would it be asking too much for you to go along with it a little longer, until I can fix the flight and get the blighter off our hands?
You don't think it would be simpler to cable the British government to send out a gunboat to put the revolution down and pick them up while they're about it?
Oh, and collect me, too.
Oh, it can't be as bad as that.
Can't it? What do you think Whitehall's going to do when all this comes out? Be a damn sight better for me if there had been a revolution.
What, you mean one of those small, harmless blobs where no one gets hurt and it's all swept under the carpet?
Yeah, damn right.
And you know what?
Hmm?
If there had been, I believe Masterman would have been just the man to put it on. And she'd probably help him.
I suppose... Well, I know it sounds far-fetched, but... Do you think there's any hope that she'd agree?
Agree to what?
Well, to pretending there'd been, well, you know, a little trouble, and he'd cleared it up.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Elaine, you... Would you mind having a word with her on the side? And meantime, when they come out, we humour him and tip her the wink that somehow we understand.
Well, darling,
I don't really have much option, do I? Oh, here they come.
Oh, look, you're very kind, both of you. By God, I'll see that you get that KBE, even if I have to give you mine.
Look, just one thing, though.
What's that?
Whatever you do, don't mention Carnival. It sets him off.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ah, Chancellor and Mrs. Masterman. You see, we have a visitor.
Hello.
Suppose you make ourselves comfortable over a glass of sangaree, eh?
I've much more important things to think about than sangaree. Sir Peter, how on earth did you get here?
By boat. I slipped between the islands.
Roads all cut.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Trees down everywhere.
Very thorough lot.
Yes, oh, yes, 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 Mrs. Masterman. Very thorough.
Have you got something in your eye?
Oh, yes, 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 some... A fly, excuse me.
Have you finished?
Yes, yes, it's out now.
How is it in Dukestown?
In Dukestown? Oh, it's very quiet, Mrs. Masterman. Very quiet in Dukestown, I'm glad to say.
I imagine our capturing Sicarel was a bit of a shock to them. You know we've locked him in the pool room.
Yes, yes, Mordecai told me. There's no risk of him escaping, is it?
Oh, the worse for him if he does. They'll only try to shoot him again.
You think they were after him, not us, Ernest?
Oh, yes, yes, I do. If it was us they were after, all they would have to do was to bring that posse from the cricket pitch and mow us down. No, that was some trigger-happy underling who thought he could liquidate Sicarel before we had the chance to question him.
Ah, Sidney.
Here, with the sangaree. I'll tell you, put it over here on the table.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
That will be all, Sidney.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. So it's quiet in Dukestown, Sir Peter.
So far, yes, yes.
No sign of people preparing for this march on Dukestown?
Well, yes, yes. Some of the side streets have been barricaded off.
And something of an atmosphere, I'll bet.
Oh, you could cut it with a knife.
A machete would be a better word. Ah, thank you, Mordecai. Looks nice.
Ah, Mrs. Masterman?
Thank you.
There. Oh. There you are, my darling.
Lovely, lovely.
A glass of Sydney's special sangaree.
I thought it was a Spanish thing.
You're thinking of sangria. Yes. This is sangaree, very old San Barbarian drink. Madeira, water, spices and herbs.
Cheers.
Yes.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
It's delicious.
Oh, yes.
But now, to business. Sir Peter, it would be good if you were to join us. We've got some arms and plenty of ammunition, and another finger on the trigger could be useful, but all in all, I think the wisest thing would be for you to slip back to Dukestown.
Look, why don't you and Mrs. Masterman come back with me, and by tomorrow you could both be on your way back home?
Because I am not in the habit of saving my own skin at the expense of others. There are our hosts, their staff, and even their daughter to consider. Your post is in Government House. Mine, for the time being, here.
That, Mr. Mordecai, being how the British Empire was built.
Commonwealth, Sibyl, Commonwealth.
By men and women sticking loyally together.
Thank you, Sibyl. The way I read it, Sir Peter, is this. Although with that arms drop there probably well enough equipped, with Sicarel locked up, the lot around here are leaderless. If we move quickly, we can yet nip this in the bud. You know Mordecai's radio was sabotaged.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. I must have forgotten to mention that. You know, with all the other things around.
Well, it was, but I'm fixing it. And it's taking a little time. So, when you get back to Dukestown, get on to the PM right away.
The PM?
Advise on the situation. Huh? Use your own judgment, of course, but if you want my view, a frigate off Dukestown should be about the weight. Paratroops would be rather too dramatic. Don't you agree?
Yes, you're probably right.
Mm. What surprises me, Sir Peter, is that you've dragged your feet this far. I suppose you do know what is really going on.
Well, yes, Mrs. Masterman, we have our sources. We understand what the real situation is.
You've got that damn fly in your eye again.
Yes, so I have.
The thing to do now is have a little chat with friend Sicarel and find out exactly what all this is about.
Look, if he won't talk, you won't torture him, will you?
Would you call kneeling on a piece of bamboo torture?
No?
An old Japanese trick. You'd be surprised how persuasive it is. Well, off you go, then.
Yes. Well, goodbye, Chancellor.
Goodbye, Sir Peter.
Goodbye, Mrs. Masterman.
Goodbye.
Please have confidence in me at this difficult time. I know exactly how you must be feeling. Goodbye. Goodbye. Good luck.
Ernest, that man really is most odd. Winking at me all the time.
Oh, never mind him. We've got more important things to think about. Mrs. Mordecai, do you know where your daughter is?
Back in her room.
Bring her down, please. No. On second thoughts, it might be a good thing for you to be present when we question Sicarel. Sibyl, would you mind going? And finish off that ferrite collar, just in case.
Right. Shouldn't take long now.
Now, let's see what friend Sicarel's got to say.
Do you want any help?
Help? Oh, Lord, no.
Well, Now you've done it, man. A gunboat on its way. We shall almost probably end up in prison. You certainly will. Mm-mm.
The House of Lords, more likely. Look, for me to go to prison, the British government would have to admit its chancellor had been hoodwinked into requesting the Queen's representative of one of its last remaining colonies to intend for a gunboat to invade a perfectly peaceful island. There'd been political wilderness forever.
Out!
Say!
Out, I say!
Stop pushing me around. Who do you think you are, poking people with guns? Mr. Mordecai, who is this guy?
You know perfectly well who I
am. Oh. Hey, Carol! How dare you! Joseph!
Oh!
Mommy, hey! Daddy, stop him!
The next one will probably break your jaw.
Henry, stop that. You hear me, man? Stop struggling. And answer the Chancellor's question. Look, Carol, you stand back.
Do as he says, sweetheart. Okay, Mr. Masterman. I'll do the talking, see? What's this I hear about a revolution on St. Barbara? You should take more water with it.
How dare you?
Oh, Sibyl, please. As for you, sir, you strut about in a uniform, carry a gun, collect arms dropped by parachute.
Any law to say I shouldn't? Uniform? Huh? It's a new fashion I'm starting. Gun? I got a license. Arms drop? I want.
Ernest, aren't you going to search him?
Turn out your pocket, Sicarel.
Go jump in a lake. Hey, what did you do that for?
One can manage without toes, but it's more difficult to get about. The next one will be closer.
Okay.
That's more like it. What's this? Good God.
Ernest, what does it say?
I'll read it to you. 9th Battalion will rendezvous Bathsheba Halt, February 18th, 0400 hours, and await arrival solitaires and Highland warriors before marching into Dukestown. It's signed Rochambeau. Well, Mordecai, can I take it that you are finally convinced that there are plans afoot for a revolution in St. Barbara?
My dear Chancellor, what possible alternative have I but to act as if your suspicions are entirely justified?
All right.
Well, my young revolutionary, you seem to bungle things. What do we do with him? Fix a ball and chain around his ankle?
Oh, please, Mordecai. This is not a game. This is a very grave matter. There are one or two things about this message which aren't quite clear to me. Perhaps you can explain them to me. Mm-hmm. Bathsheba Halt.
It's a stop on the railway line.
Railway line?
Narrow gauge. Taking bananas into Dukestown.
Solitaire.
It's a bird. With a pretty song.
It is also a duel.
What?
You haven't worked it out?
No.
Do you remember the name of the movement in Grenada behind the revolution there? It was the New Duels.
Good Lord.
The inference is obvious. The people behind this lot are the remnants who skipped out of Grenada before the Americans could grab them. Right, Sicarel?
If you say so.
I do.
What a dreadful business. But why? I mean, why is all this happening?
Oh, my God, yes. Why? We've been too damn busy persuading you and your wife this was a revolution to ask the simple question, why? Sicarel.
No good asking me. Ask him.
Henry, how could you? After all I have done for you.
Shoot one of his toes off, Ernest.
No, no, don't!
Get off me, you stupid girl.
Oh, no, no, don't, young woman.
Help me with her, someone.
Mrs. Mordecai, do you want your daughter to get hurt?
Let me go! Let me go!
It's obvious the girl's completely infatuated with this pirate.
A proper Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan? Who's he?
Oh, don't you remember? The biggest pirate of them all. They had to make him governor of Jamaica to calm him down.
Yes, of course, of course. Mordecai, you've done business with this man.
Yeah?
Can't you persuade him to talk before we have to resort to stronger measures?
I'll try. Henry, my boy, the time has come to do as the Chancellor requests.
Henry, save yourself.
I repeat, the time has come.
All right. I know when I'm licked. What do you want to know?
You are an American, not a St. Barbara.
So?
So, whatever those poor, duped people are rebelling for, that's not your motive. Your motive is power, isn't it? Power and money.
Isn't that what you want?
Don't be insulting. My husband is a politician, not a revolutionary.
There's a difference?
If you could achieve your aims by peaceful means...
Well, surely you're not suggesting we make accommodation with this scoundrel.
As Mrs. Masterman says, Joe, he is a politician.
Who has discovered that compromise is better than confrontation.
A lesson some people take quite a long time to learn.
But this man is ambitious. The cost of finding accommodation could run into millions.
And of not doing so be incalculable.
But surely, as a matter of principle...
You talk of principle to an Englishman? How dare you?
Joseph, say something.
I think it might be better to leave it to the Chancellor of the Exchequer, my darling. He's doing very well. And Sicarel seems interested.
I'm listening.
I represent the British government. You, perhaps, the would-be rebel government of St. Barbara. No doubt the people have grievances, but must blood be spilt? Is there no other way?
You making me an offer?
Oh, nothing so sordid as that, my dear fellow. What the Chancellor is asking is whether there isn't a peaceful way for you to achieve your aims. That is right, Minister. I did understand you correctly.
You did. Sicarel, what are these people's grievances?
Name them yourself.
But how can he know that St. Barbara feels slighted compared with other more important islands which are always getting financial subsidies?
How indeed?
That's all it is? But why the devil didn't the St. Barbarans simply apply for a grant in aid?
They did, 4 times.
Oh? Oh, well, probably when the opposition were in. How much are we talking about?
Well, of course, I have little knowledge of these things, but I suppose 3 million?
Wouldn't 5 be safer, Joe?
Do you think so, Mrs. Mordecai? 5 millions. Would you perhaps settle for 4? Very well, Sicarel. 4.5 million pounds. But understand this. This is not a bribe for calling off a revolution. It is a simple grant in aid for a deserving island.
What happens to Henry?
My dear Miss Mordecai, we have a system which deals adequately with such cases. Did you not hear your father mentioning Captain Morgan a few moments back?
Oh, what a brilliant idea. You mean put him in charge of the administration of the funds?
Of course. Without wishing to appear too cynical, a brief study of British colonial history will show that the way to the heart of a British government is often through a British jail. Sicarel, if you are willing to sign a prior contract, you may even avoid the jail.
But Ernest, you don't, you can't.
I know what I'm doing, Sibyl.
Oh.
Well, Sicarel.
You mean I get a salary?
Well, naturally. The British government is never mean with its taxpayers' money.
It's a deal.
Your diary, Sibyl.
But...
Your diary, yeah. Sibyl. Thank you. Now, your full name.
Henry Washington Sicurel.
Washington?
Henry Washington Sicurel. C-Y-C.
Not Sicurel. Sicurel.
The I as in minister, not in prime.
Right. Go and advise your force.
If you like, I'll have them escort you into town.
That won't be necessary, but you can drive me.
But the car is...
Oh, that's all right. Sydney's flushed the tank out.
Things seem to be falling into place.
Can I come too?
Tell me, whose side were you on?
On St. Barbara's. Always.
Your daughter, Mordecai, has the makings of a politician.
Carol, dear, go and tell Gertrude to go upstairs and help Mr. and Mrs. Masterman pack. We mustn't detain them a moment longer than we have to. And, sigh. Go and see Sydney about the car.
Okay, Mom.
Come on, Captain Morgan.
Well, we must hasten. But first, Mordecai, may I thank you for an unforgettable stay and for hospitality, which, under the circumstances, was quite remarkable. Geoffrey Smith mentioned something about you being included in the next honours list for public services to the people of St. Barbara. His recommendation will have my full support. Come, Sybil.
Just one thing before we go, Mr. Mordecai.
Yes, my dear lady.
I was under the impression you were not overconfident that my husband would find a solution to what at one time seemed a hopeless situation.
Madam, the victory is entirely yours. Your husband has done something which quite possibly no man has ever done before. He has single-handed quashed a revolution as if it never was. And we, I mean, my wife, my daughter, and myself, will be forever in his debt.
To say nothing of St. Barbara. Come, Sybil, before we outstay our welcome.
Coming, dear.
He knows.
Yes, my love, he knows. You know, when you suggested 5 million, you pulled out one card too many and the house came tumbling down?
Oh.
It was all right. In the process, you got us 1.5 million extra, which is not too bad for one impetuous remark.
But, Joe, I might have ruined it.
It's all right. Look, if you work it out, either way, he had to pay up and smile.
She doesn't know.
No? And he'll never tell her.
Because she'd never understand.
Yes, sir?
Sydney, you know where we keep the Havanas?
Yes, sir.
A box, I think. And the Courvoisier Napoleon.
Yes, sir.
A crate.
They were all taken out of the crate, sir.
I think we could find an old crate, don't you, Sydney?
Yes, sir. I reckon we can do just that. Yes, sir.
Yes. You know, I still find it difficult to believe.
Oh, there was never any doubt. From the moment he heard that aeroplane, poor old mastermind was lost.
Even so.
Oh, in politics, look, baby, things are often difficult to believe. For example, the War of Jenkins' Ears.
Jenkins' Ears?
Yes. The poor fellow had it cut off just round the corner from here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Somehow, he managed to get hold of it again, and he carried it along with him in a leather purse and persuaded King George I to look at it.
You're not serious, man.
Sugar, I'm absolutely serious.
Eh?
Yeah, man. The heir was examined all some years later by a committee of the British House of Commons.
Years later?
Six, I think. Man, and they decided, look, the best thing to do was to go to war with Spain about it.
Ah.
Now, this in due course developed into a war of Austrian succession. But tell me, you didn't know about Jenkins' Ears? It's in all the history books.
I believe you, Joe.
Then, darling, I have one question before we leave the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Which would you say was the more difficult to believe? The War of Jenkins' Ear or the Revolution on St. Barbara?
That is a good question. A very good question, Joe.
That was Revolution on St. Barbara by Terence Kelly, dramatized by Barry Campbell and Terence Kelly, with Rudolph Walker as Joseph Mordecai, Valerie Murray as Elaine, and Lawrence Payne as Ernest Masterman. Margaret Ward played his wife Sybil, Jay Bird, Carol, Trevor Laird, Henry Sicurel, Manning Wilson, Sir Peter Geoffrey Smith, and Frank Sanguino, Sydney. Revolution on St. Barbara was directed by David Johnston.